revolution is coming to South Africa, Western Europe, Italy, and then the whole world. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote, "And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?' And in answer, Jesus said to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed. For these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and will betray one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 5th, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
High in the sky, about a good 20 feet over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's absolutely beautiful. And I see as it grows wider in circumference, the light is like looking through a pane of glass that has diamonds set in somewhere within the glass to radiate outwards. And these radiating star-like diamonds are beginning to now disintegrate from the circle and are coming out in a million pieces each, it looks like. That's the only way I can explain the explosion of these beautiful star-like diamonds coming from the Earth circle. It seems as though heaven is saying, now this is an occasion of great joy. Our Lady now is coming forward first. Jesus has stopped. He was coming down as I was directed to tell you what there is about us this evening. Now, Jesus is coming down in back of Our Lady. Our Lady has descended first, and she's looking up now and pointing toward the sky. And Jesus also has taken his right hand and is pointing up to the sky on the left side. High up in the sky, I see a very large globe. It's a globe of the world. It's becoming very illuminated. And as Our Lady turns frantically, she is waving to a side of the globe. And she's going over with approval from Jesus. She had asked him, I couldn't hear what she was saying, but I could hear her, the drone like of a voice. And Jesus is nodding yes to go over. Our Lady is approaching the globe of the earth. It is an actual globe as though taken from space that only heaven could present to us this evening. Our Lady is pointing to Africa. I see Africa with the blackness starting in the southern part and going up and up. And there will be also great warfare in Africa, famine and warfare, droughts. Oh, my children, all of these, with wars included, are allowed to come upon you so that you may understand and learn the hard way that there is a God, one who could stop the massacres, one who could stop all the suffering upon earth. However, it is a test for all mankind, for by this test many shall be cleansed. Oh, my children, my desperate children, I hear your voices coming up to us, and my mother sheds tears of pity for you.
We'll pause here for a moment. Revolution is coming to South Africa, Western Europe, Italy, and then the whole world. We will now cover tomorrow's news today. On March 18, 1977, Veronica saw this vision. Now Jesus is going backwards into the sky. He's pointing with his right hand up over the right side of the sky, and there is appearing a very large globe, a ball-like globe, with a cross upon it. And over on the right side is what appears to be a stone figure. But I don't know what this means. It looks like an iron cross with a swastika in the center of it. One of these figures, swastikas, in the center of the iron cross. And then, over on the left side, as you pass the ball with a cross on the top, on the left side, is the hammer and the sickle, the sign of communism and slavery. Now the hammer and sickle is now floating. It seems to have lost its moorings. It's floating over Our Lady statue now, and I can see the whole continent of Africa. And the hammer and sickle now is floating down. It's in the southern part of Africa. Now I see it's going north, and I see blackness. And oh, it's like a continent is growing, going into darkness. It's a very frightening looking sight. I see people fighting. I see nuns running and priests running. I see mothers with their children running. They're both black and white. They're running. And I see now red flags over buildings, a menacing looking blood red flag. On July 1, 1985, Veronica described this vision. I can see a ball that's an actual globe of the world like we have on the desk in school. The first place to burst into flames is Africa. On July 25, 1985, Veronica saw this vision. Over on the left side, I know it's Africa. It's all in flames. I've seen the flames before, but this is horrible. They're going wild. They all look dark-skinned, yet they're killing each other. Unquote. The United States and the industrial world buy strategic metals that are available mainly from South Africa. Without these strategic metals, we will not be able to build automobiles, planes, computers, war materials, etc. This will cause massive unemployment and unrest. War in South Africa will have catastrophic effects on the industry in the United States and the industrialized world. Veronica described this vision on June 30, 1984. She said, Our Lady is pointing over now to her left side. That would be our right side, and over, I can see a map, and I know it's a map of Europe, Western Europe. There's something going on there. Then Our Lady says, It has not started, my child, but there will be great confusion, and war shall break out in the western part of Germany. On June 15, 1974, Veronica saw this vision. She says, Oh, now I see Our Lady is pointing over, and there is, oh my goodness, it looks like people are fighting. Oh, it's a terrible war. Oh, it's a terrible war. Oh, there's so much blood. I see a stream of blood that's going across the waters, and it looks like Italy and France. On November 22, 1976, Veronica described this scene. Our Lady is now backing up. She's floating, not walking, but she seems to be carried right on the wind, weightless. She's going high into the sky on our left side, and she's pointing over now to her right side, the right side of the sky, and there's appearing a very large map, the outline of Africa. I recognize it. Then Our Lady says, discord and strife with communism. Now, the outline of Africa is disappearing, and we see now an outline appearing. I recognize it as Western Europe, Western Europe. Our Lady says, discord and strife with communism. Now, Veronica says, Now Michael is coming forward, and he's pointing also over to the right side of the sky with his spear, and there is appearing an outline of Italy. It's a boot, like an outline, and there's a star that's dimming right on the boot. And this voice is booming very loud. I know it's Michael. Then St. Michael says, Discord and strife, and blood shall flow in the streets with revolution. The eternal city of Rome shall be purged. Communism. Unquote. Communist revolution will come to France, and a few months later it will come to Rome and Italy, and after that it will come to the entire world. Our Lady at La Salette on September 19, 1846 said, quote, France, Italy, Spain, and England will be in a war. Blood will flow in the streets. Frenchmen will fight Frenchmen. Italians will fight Italians. Following that, there will be a terrible general war. Unquote. On September 14, 1976, our Lord said, quote, My child, you speculate much about the coming warning. I have asked you many times not to speculate on dates, but I give you one indication that the time is right. When you see, when you hear, when you feel revolution in Rome, when you see the Holy Father fleeing, seeking a refuge in another land, know that the time is ripe. Unquote. There's another indication of the timing of the Great Warning. Our Lord, in the early 1880s, gave the season when the Great Warning would occur to Sister Marie Julie Jehenny. Our Lord said, quote, The days will beginning to increase. It will not be in the middle of summer or when the days are the longest, but when they are still short. It will not be at the end of the year, but it will be in the beginning months when I give my clear warnings. Unquote. On July 15, 1973, Our Lady said, quote, I come to earth from heaven. I have roamed your world in tears. It truly now rains teardrops from heaven. With the coming of the warning to mankind, pray, pray much, for it will be the beginning of the terrible sorrows. Unquote. On September 27, 1986, Our Lady said, quote, you cannot count your earth years as being long any longer. If only I could show you the prideful and boastful United States and Canada, if I could show you what the enemy has in store for you now, you would grovel on your knees to make restitution to the Eternal Father. But now this must be taught to you in a most sorrowful way." Unquote. To review the coming events upon the world, there will be revolution in South Africa, revolution in Western Europe, and then Italy, and then the Pope will flee Rome, and the time of the Great Warning will be ripe. These are some tremendous events coming, and what can we do to save ourselves, to have God spare us? The biggest thing is we can do is pray. We are very happy to tell you that the response to our letters for Holy Hours has been tremendous. In the next year, pious souls have pledged to pray 8,678 hours, Holy Hours, before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you are not one of these people and would like to pray for the future to lessen these punishments, if you would like to spend 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or even daily Holy Hours before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, our Lord has an ocean of graces and blessings waiting for you. Just write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and let us know how many hours you will pledge to pray before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament each week for the next year. As we read in the Bible quote at the beginning of the program on the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verse 7, it says, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines and earthquakes in various places." Unquote. The idea of emergency preparedness is spreading rapidly among those waking up to the reality of today's chaotic economic, geopolitical, and environmental climate. Therefore, there are many references books available that deal with specific areas of preparedness for an uncertain future. That's the problem. There are too many books, and most of us are busy, and the reading time is precious. That is why we're offering a book titled Basic Preparedness. This is one book that covers the basics plus much more. It has the four basics for successful survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. This how-to book addresses all these needs in the first four chapters with easy-to-understand, simple instructions. Learn how to maintain a comfortable survival regardless of future situation. Learn how to prepare and preserve food. Learn how much food to store and how long it will keep. Learn how to create the most basic household products naturally. Learn how to set up your home to run without power and still be comfortable. Get this book first and get going now. It is better to be 1 year early than 1 day too late. This is a one-of-a-kind book titled Basic Preparedness. It's available for $18.95 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. This information that you just heard and this radio program is on the internet at www.tldm.org. That's www.tldm.org. Wednesday, June 18th, 1997, will be the 27th anniversary of Our Lady's appearances at Bayside. There will be a large rosary procession and rosary prayer vigils held from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. at the Vatican Pavilion site, Flushing Meadows Corona Park in Queens, New York. This is approximately 200 yards south of the Unisphere in Flushing Meadows Park. Call us for any information and directions at 616-698-6448. We are working to put the 1984 through 1994 Bayside Prophecy messages in a pocket-sized paperback book. We need your prayers and financial support to complete this project. We also need your urgent support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from Massachusetts. To Our Lady of the Roses, I would like to give witness to many miracles in my life since I started to go to Bayside. I began saying novenas to St. Teresa for the first time. That Friday, my girlfriend invited me to go to Bayside that night. I asked the Blessed Mother for a sign that she was really there. Towards the end of the evening, I stood there pleading to the Blessed Mother for a sign. A young woman came up to me and handed me a rose from the altar and said, "This is from the Blessed Mother. She told me to give it to you and tell you that she and Jesus love you." Since this event, my life has changed radically. I went from saying a few prayers a day to 3 rosaries a day. I have been healed of many personal and interpersonal problems. My family relations have improved enormously. My family no longer criticizes my religious beliefs and practices. I have been given the grace to spread the rosary devotion in the parish and prayer meetings, and was also given the grace to start a rosary devotion project in my area. Our Blessed Mother has guided me by signals, graces, and signs of everything I do for her. There are so many areas of life touched by Our Blessed Mother, the love of her and Jesus, and there just isn't enough room to recount. I just wanted to give witness to believers and non-believers to increase the faith in Bayside and the apparitions of Our Blessed Mother there. Now, my next one here is from Maryland. To Our Lady of the Roses, I've been coming to Bayside, the vigil site of Our Lady of the Roses, for a little over more than a year. I heard it from my mother. I came up here looking for a miracle for my son. My son was on drugs and alcohol very badly at the time, and he was in a lot of trouble. Since then, I got my son to come up here, and he has gone away from the drugs and alcohol. Not only that, but he has, on his own free will, gone to Mass on Sundays. He is spreading devotion to Our Lady and Jesus, to his friends, who were once into hard rock and roll. All the terrible nightmares that a mother worries about. And now he is just completely turned around. It is miraculous. I thank Our Lady of the Roses for saving my son. I also had another miracle happen to me. Personally, when I was at the vigil, it was during one of these times that I was there. I was kneeling and praying, and I know Our Lady likes us to look up to heaven when we pray the rosary. This is something that I was never able to do because I had 2 dislocated vertebrae, the 4th and the 5th vertebrae in my neck, and I had documentation from Johns Hopkins Hospital, Maryland, of this through x-rays and through a specialist. I have never been able to look up, and I have never been able to turn my head to the left without terrible pain. Not only that, but I was very limited, in my movements, which were actually I could not move. Once when I was up here kneeling and praying, I glanced up and noticed the clouds had come together and formed the face of Jesus very clearly and very vividly. I noticed the lady next to me was looking up at the same time. We nudged each other, and I looked up again, and Jesus' face dispersed from the clouds. and a beautiful huge rosary appeared in the sky out of the clouds. It was just as clear as could be. Then I noticed that I was looking up. I couldn't look up before. I never could now. All of a sudden, I could look up, and I noticed, too, that when I talked to the lady next to me, I could turn my head. I never could do that before. That was another miracle. So now I not only pray my rosary on my knees, but I pray looking up to heaven, and I thank Our Lady of the Roses for this marvelous miracle. Now, my next one here is from California, to Our Lady of the Roses. Through the grace of Our Lady of the Roses, she has bestowed upon me a cure of sclerosis of the back and through the and spinal column. I had been troubled with this on and off for 7 years. Prior to going back to Our Lady's shrine, I had worked for a personal injury attorney. I thought I would get the best doctors to take care of me. Then I thought, why don't I just pray to Our Lady of the Roses? I am going back to the shrine. So I said to Our Lady in my own mental prayer, however small my faith is, please increase it. And if it is good, through your intercession, please cure me of sclerosis, because my doctor has recommended surgery. Sclerosis is a curvature of the spine. It's very painful. It can occur when you first get out of bed in the morning and when you're reaching for a file or working or sitting. I felt it almost all the time. Every time I got up in the morning, I would have to sort of move myself to the edge of the bed and then get up. And every time I had to do everything related to the back movement, I would have terrific pains. At the time I started praying to Our Lady, it had become so intense that I started my own little program before praying to her. The third day, with these minor waist exercises, believe me, they were nothing strenuous. I felt worse. That's when I started to pray to Our Lady of the Roses for this cure, for her intercession to God, the Almighty Father. After I prayed to Our Lady of the Roses three times, I woke up one morning. I just sort of bounced out of bed. Everything felt great. I thought, something is different. I had no sclerosis pain. That has continued to this very day. I am very thankful to Our Lady of the Roses for healing me. This occurred a year and a half ago. And another sign. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.